it shows that the president doesn't take the intelligence community seriously. And if he doesn't want unfiltered intelligence, then there really is no reason to have an intelligence community, frankly.
Wow. And Pulte asking for the name of every employee to see whether to potentially fire hundreds of them. I mean, Trump clearly wants to alter the way that the ODNI functions.
Yeah, I don't know how a list of people can show anybody who's loyal or not loyal or what party they belong to. As you know, public servants are, you know, work for all different, for Republicans and Democrats, different presidents. And in no way does anybody in the intelligence community show their partisan support, or is it written down or in their thing. So I don't know what a list of employees does for him. And if his job is just to fire everybody in the Directorate of National Intelligence, it goes to the question of, do we really need a Directorate of National Intelligence? The thing was created in 2004 to coordinate between intelligence agencies. It's sort of a process job to try to create standards and make sure regulations across the community work. But ever since it began, you know, the people inside the community that do the real work, the real spying and the analysis, have always rolled their eyes at the DNI and see it sort of as a just an extra layer, a burden. And so, sure, if they want to fire people, then just get rid of the DNI. I think it would do everybody a good service.